Hello, my friends, it's Andy and Hedia coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California for the Living Fearless Devotional.
A production of ResurrectMinistry.com, where we're harnessing the power of the internet to share the gospel throughout the universe, however far we could possibly get it. And you never know, because the internet's an amazing thing. It could spread the message far and wide. We get actually on our map where they show where people are downloading. We have South Africa, we have Brazil, we have India, Pakistan. So I think it's fair to say it's across large swaths of the world.
Swaths.
So check out the content. We have books you may like. We have past articles that I've written on the Christian Post. We have our past podcast episodes. You may find one interesting and thought-provoking. And if any of the content blesses you and you'd like to drop us a line and tell us about it, or send us a prayer request, or pray for us, we love that. So just click the comment now and we read all of those directly. If this ministry blesses you in any way, click the donate now button, and please like, share, subscribe, forward this message, help us with the algorithm on the social medias.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to my way of thinking.
Yeah. No sense in fighting it any longer.
No. Make sure and comment. Spirit Wind View just did. Saying hi to everybody.
Hey, and ladies.
Kelly Elliott, if you have any thoughts on the devotional as far as what it's speaking to you or what God is speaking to you, or maybe you have a comment on what we are saying about what the devotional says to us. So that would be awesome if you would do that. Give us any prayer requests that you need. Towards the end of the broadcast, we'll be praying for all of you who have prayer requests before we sign off. Make sure and check out our sponsors. LifeWise is one of those sponsors. We have great products there. It's a Christ-centered company. And things like help you with your inflammation or sleep or bring youth to your face, much like mine.
Look at how you point to yourself when you say that. Not even me.
Because I take it on a regular basis.
I do too. Can't you tell?
Yeah, but go to livelifewise.tv. We have a bunch of people that are taking it now. I see their comments and they'll send me a message saying how awesome it's working for them. So make sure and give it a shot. And go to StreamYard if you want to do a broadcast of your own. Again, I just saw somebody sign up not too long ago and I didn't see what they're doing though.
Oh.
Whether they're doing I used to do a cooking show with my daughter. We talked about that tonight. We had a little birthday celebration. As we know, the entire month of March is my birthday.
Yes, lots of birthday celebrations. Yeah. So don't feel obligated to say happy birthday, Andy, again.
Yes, all month long, you must say happy birthday. But we used to do that on StreamYard, where we would have a cooking show.
Yes.
And dog training show, a whole number of different things that we would do through StreamYard. And you can do them too. It's very simple. But go to getstreamyardnow.com. And for the scripture, go to Acts 20:29-32, to prepare yourself for our discussion a little bit later going a little bit deeper in the scripture that A.W. Tozier is going to be touching on for this devotional called Discerning Leadership for March 17th. And verse is going to be Acts 20:29-30 that says, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." Man, so much of this is happening
today
to many of us. A.W. says, within the circles of evangelical Christianity itself, there has arisen in the last few years dangerous and dismaying trends away from the Bible Christianity. A spirit has been introduced which is surely not the spirit of Christ. Methods employed which are wholly carnal, objectives adopted which have not one line of scripture to support them. A level of conduct accepted which is particularly identical with that of the world. And yet scarcely one voice has been raised in opposition. And this in spite of the fact that the Bible-honoring followers of Christ lament among themselves the dangerous, wobbly course things are taking. The times call for a spirit baptized and articulate orthodoxy. Though they whose souls have been illuminated by the Holy Ghost must arise and under God assume leadership. There are those among us whose hearts can discern between the true and the false, whose spiritual sense of smell enables them to detect the spurious afar off, who have the blessed gift of knowing. Let such as these arise and be heard. Who knows but the Lord may yet return and leave a blessing behind him.
Lord, grant to me the blessed gift of knowing, and then be pleased to use me for your glory today. Amen. Oh. Today.
Amen. Amen. Today, I jumped the gun.
Today and always.
I jumped the gun, Snugs.
Yes.
Hey, can you go back and read that particular part that you read when we were not on camera again to focus on, is that okay?
Yes. It's super deep, folks. Yeah. Listen, this is written 100 years ago, okay? So, it starts back here. A spirit has been introduced, which is surely not the spirit of Christ. Methods employed, which are wholly carnal. Objectives adopted, which have not one line of scripture to support them. Mm-hmm. A level of conduct accepted, which is practically identical with that of the world. And yet scarcely one voice has been raised in opposition. And this, in spite of the fact that Bible-honoring followers of Christ lament among themselves the dangerous and wobbly course things are taking. Mm. So all of these horrible things are happening in the church and no one says a word. I would like to combine that, if you don't mind, I'm going to get started with this scripture, because when we expand the scripture, there's another point I want to make. So we're in Acts 20, 29 to 32, and it says, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you and not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years, I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." So, the reason Tozer gives the scripture, right, is because the Apostle Paul was telling them, my conscience is clear. I spent 3 years begging and pleading with you all to be careful of the things that are going to happen, to protect your faith, to sanctify yourself, to be holy, to protect the church. And that happened in the days right after Christ, and it happens even more so today. I was watching this great interview between Lecrae, who is a Christian rapper, and Jackie Hill Perry, who I'm a big fan of. So Jackie is not shy about going publicly on her Instagram and preaching, and like she attacked Beyonce, that she's a devil worshiper. She speaks pure, cold, hard facts about the Bible. So she gets a lot of criticism from people, especially from young people. So Lecrae says to her, I listen to you sometimes and I'm ducking, going, oh, she's going to get it for that. Like he says, I'm literally afraid. He's like, my problem is I'm afraid of the opinion of man. He's like, I know that is what I struggle with. He's like, where does your strength come from? Like, why do you say these things? She said, oh, it was a brilliant answer, because she says, I am a witness of the gospel of Christ. I answer to the audience of one. I need to be able to go in front of my Lord when I see him and say, I spoke the truth of your word. So I'm looking to know that when I walk away from a situation, did I speak the gospel truly? And so that did the person who heard me, she's like, I am not concerned at all whether they come to faith or not. I am not concerned at all that they are offended. I am concerned with whether I spoke truth. And she says, and because the Bible says that there isn't a person that will have has not been innately, like instinctively been given the knowledge of God, that it's all innately within us. She's like, I don't want anybody to be able to go on Judgment Day and say that I did not tell them the truth, that I danced around the truth. But she, that what was so powerful about what she was saying is that she's like, I am entirely focused on what's happening vertically. My power, my courage, my strength comes from the fact that I am thinking only about what the Lord's response would be to what I just said. And I'm not looking to my left or to my right.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
You just heard that recently? That was just recently on a...
Yeah, I just heard it. Actually, because I listen to a lot of Jackie stuff. I'm not a huge fan of Lecrae. He's been all over the place. And he kind of admits that in the podcast. This was his show, but he was interviewing her.
I didn't know he had a podcast.
Neither did I. But it came up on my feed in the algorithm because I watch her.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, it was deep. She was so good.
You talk about her all the time. I really gotta listen to one of her interviews.
I think I played some of them for you. I mean, like you have to appreciate her perspective. It's not everybody's cup of tea.
What is her name again?
Jackie Hill Perry.
Jackie Hill Perry. What's Kathy saying there?
Oh. I don't require a whole month of March for my birthday, only the week of spring. Yeah, this is Andy's family tradition, and so I joyfully go along.
I was sad to see that it's already the 17th.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
I don't 5 days have passed.
I don't have that much left. Not with the really long text message we just got.
It looks like it's from Siri.
Oh, maybe it's recording it's recording us. Sorry, I'll get rid of this. So I, of course, right away go to political issues when it comes to this kind of...
this on the web.
Sorry. And, but it also fits into those of us who are Christians.
Yes.
When we get into a position where we are outspoken about what's happening in the world.
Yes.
Whether it's at schools or...
Look at poor Pastor Jack Hibbs now.
Yeah, like...
the hate preacher, the Christian nationalist. It's so funny because when I think about it, I'm like, I wonder if my family watches him and it's like, figures that's hideous, Pastor.
Probably.
Probably like, there's no surprise there. Anybody who knows me is like, of course that's her pastor.
Because... so much of the attack from the devil is through these institutions, public schools, Congress, the Senate, world events, you know, DOJ, FBI, is that they get into these positions of leadership. And we're mostly talking about the leaders.
Yep.
The workers, like the FBI agents themselves, are going, hey, just leave me out of this. I just want to do, I took on this job to be an investigator and to solve crime. Right. I don't know what these guys up there is it the seventh floor of the FBI? The seventh floor of the FBI are doing, but it's not what we're doing.
Right.
They're doing something completely different. When we look at the leadership now that we currently have in our school district at Placentia Yorba Linda Unified School District, and I've talked to Dr. Alex Chernis, who is our superintendent, he's just continuously focusing on how can we bring education back to this district? It's lost its way.
We've lost our focus.
and currently, because of the work that he's put in, along with his executive staff, and of course, the three school board members that we are thankfully been able to get elected, over the last year, we've got a new charter school coming in. We got a new sports institute coming in. We have added, you know, preschool. We've had programs that help with tutoring the children so that they can get up to par with their reading, writing, and counting. We're going more to a non-common core style of education.
Meaning back to what we used to
teach. 1+1=2.
Yeah.
Without drawing little circles and all that other madness that they used to. So, and I could go on. There's just a list of things that he's done. And because of that, we are the only school district that aren't not having mass firings Anaheim Union, which is just the next door neighbor to our school district, they had to fire 110 teachers. San Diego, 400 teachers.
Shame.
LA, I think it's something like 300 and something. So, but ours, we're not losing one teacher. Zero teachers.
Firing, though.
We're not firing any teachers. Zero. So principals.
Principals.
A couple of principals. They're not part of the teachers union, though. That's okay. My point. So you got the teachers union who's lost their mind about four principals who have their contracts have not been renewed. They're at will employees, year to year contracts. Teachers are completely different. The teachers union is involved with the teachers, but yet the teachers unions is staging walkouts with the children. Doing a whole bunch of nonsense.
And this is related to the devotional.
Because you have a people let's equate it to the Bible. You have the Bible and what God's word is, and people are straying from it to do other things.
Right.
And then yelling at all of us saying that we're Christian nationalists and all this other kind of right. stuff. And we're going, but no, the truth it's is the truth. The
okay.
Same thing with education is supposed to be happening in a school. And you, teachers union, we're not firing any teachers. Everything's
right.
We brought back education. We brought all kinds of nice things. But they're losing their mind because what's happening? They've lost control. And the devil does not want to lose control of mankind, or else they go nuts. They, the people that follow the devil.
Yeah.
And say that the Bible is misogynistic. The Bible is hateful to LGBTQ. The Bible is hateful to you name it, to black people, whatever. They just say all this nonsense. And we're going, but it's the truth. And what you're saying about, what's her name, Jackie Hill Perry, is she's saying, my job is to just speak the truth of what the Bible is saying. You can call me whatever you want.
Right.
You can threaten to cut my head off, but I'm going to speak the truth. But as we were talking earlier, there's so many people that are weak. You were saying that Biden for years has been for Israel, but now because they're saying, hey, you're going to lose votes in Michigan, in Fenton. You're going to lose
Kevin,
votes.
Kevin, are you on today? Because I have a comment about Dearborn. So
you're going to lose
Kevin,
votes.
Kevin, let me know if you're here.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he goes, well, in that case, Netanyahu needs to be voted out. Like he's now going to sacrifice Netanyahu. Who's fighting for the Jewish people of Israel.
Yeah.
Because now he's not going to get votes from people in Michigan and Minneapolis. How fake and weak. I call that fake and weak. I know that you were saying something different. But
no, to me, it's very intentional.
Yeah, it's intentional.
To me, Biden is a non sequitur. He's not a factor. The people that are in his ear writing his talking points are intentionally siding against Israel because they're anti-Semitic. We're going to show a graphic about Israel, and that I think the latest wave is the left.
But,
and so they basically give them these talking points. They have Kamala say it. They have the squad say it. They're basically pushing a narrative that he now, gets on a piece of paper and just blurts out. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know. To me, Biden has been in politics for 50 years. He's been a centrist. For 50 years, he's kind of lost his mind, right? So he gets angry, and I think he just blurts things out. But I don't know how much of it is really his policy.
So then, what happens with what has happened with the Jewish people? And I know that we've seen it in the Bible all the way back to Genesis, where they lose their mind from time to time. But you have Schumer, a Jew, and a couple others. I wish I could come up with their names. But they are speaking out against Israel.
Yes, because not all Jews are Zionists.
Zionists. So what does that mean?
Zionists are supporters of Israel. Hmm. So there's actually quite a number of Jews, that, especially those in the diaspora that live outside of Israel, that do not support the creation of the state of Israel. Some are actively fighting against it. Others are just neutral, it exists now, so I'm not going to fight against it, but I'm not supportive of it. And others that are like just openly hostile. Or neutral.
You have any clue as to why? Did they lose their faith in God as a Jew because it didn't help them politically? Or do they really hate God?
Well, there are secular Jews. So people say, how can you be a secular Jew? That means that they're culturally Jewish. They hold on to the heritage without a faith in God.
So they can use it as a weapon whenever they get attacked.
No,
they can call you anti-Semitic because you don't like me.
No, I'm not claiming an insincerity. I'm claiming that it's a cultural thing. Like I know it's very familiar to me because I grew up culturally Persian. If you grew up with a culture, you understand it. It has nothing to do with your belief in God. You just eat certain foods and you say certain things and you celebrate certain holidays. So it's their culture. It's not faith.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it from a faith standpoint.
Right.
I got to stop looking at it that way.
For some, it's not. You know what I mean? For some, there's, and especially they say like after the Holocaust that happened because they believe, you know, where was God in the Holocaust? So, and so there's that. And then so the Jewish population across the world is not a monolith, of course, like any other. It has all these diverse opinions, but it's not synonymous to be a Zionist and to be Jewish. They're not synonyms of each other.
Can a person like, say, Schumer, for instance, could he walk in at any time into Palestine and be safe in a in a Hamas?
In Gaza?
Yeah, in Gaza. Amongst those that claim to be part of Hamas. Is it much like the LGBTQ saying, you know, down with Israel, you know, ceasefire from the river to the sea? From the river to the sea.
No. Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Like, would he go there and be welcomed? Would they embrace him and give him a kebab? I doubt it. I doubt it. But then you never know, because like I was going to say, Pastor Jack covered today how Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah in Lebanon, was praising the U.S. protests and Dearborn in particular, because he has a tremendous amount of influence among Dearborn Muslims, for the demonstrations and for the boycott of, he specifically mentioned the no contest, the people that are not supporting Biden, but are not coming to Trump.
Yeah.
The whole sector.
The no party, but I can't remember the exact.
I can't remember the word suddenly. Oh my God, my brain is such a fog. But so he literally named it that I'm really, you know, I'd like to praise the American people that are part of this group who refuse to support Biden. Bananas. Wow.
It's Kelly Elliott saying there.
I believe Zionists believe the Jewish people have rights to the land of Israel. Many Jews don't believe that, unfortunately. Right. Some also don't believe in the man-made creation of Israel. So a lot of the, I had met a lot of Orthodox Jews that believe that it has to be a divinely created nation, that Israel comes about to get again, but it couldn't have been politically created, and therefore it's an illegitimate state. I heard that a lot when doing interfaith work.
So how do you have any idea what they mean by that? I mean, because
like heavenly, like the Messiah coming. Just,
oh, so Jesus has to come back.
Yeah. Well, you don't believe it's Jesus, the Messiah, you know, so
yeah,
it follows a whole narrative.
Not the man who walked the earth, the God who walked the earth in skin.
They don't believe in that guy.
That guy. Capital G U Y guy. Hello,
Maria.
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Great to see you.
And Maria says no commitment. I'm not sure what was.
No is commitment that... to being a Jew.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Hello, Maria. Have we had Maria on before? Sorry, Maria. I love your icon or your, what's that called?
Is it an eagle?
No, I think it's a cross on top of an American flag. That's what I see.
Oh, cool.
I don't have my glasses on, but that's what I see. I could be wrong.
Kevin, are you here yet?
But Maria, glad to have you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Maria, just to make sure. I mean, I'm so sorry if you've been on before, but
she'd be like, I'm your neighbor, Andy.
Yeah. I just talked to you on Signal. I'm in the Signal group.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I if I'm not on Signal, so we have I have a group of people that are here in our school district that we all work together in fighting some nonsense. And just lately, if you have not been in the signal group like for like 2 hours, you come back to 500 messages.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys
It's been active. It's been really active lately. It's so crazy.
Oh, Maria, she's coming up with the word for us. They're voting no commitment.
Oh, no commitment. Thank you.
I don't remember that word, though. That doesn't stop ringing a bell for me, no commitment. It's not no contest, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's one.
She could be right, but maybe
she could be. I'm so forgetful that I can't even remember.
Yeah, they're calling it the no. I understand what that. Yeah,
uncommitted, no commitment. Yes, the uncommitited.
Oh,
it's the uncommitted.
It sounds like somebody that's not been 51-50.
Well, they're refusing to commit to vote for Biden.
Oh, okay,
that's what it is.
So I want to know about this graphic that you want to show us. Where does that come from?
And so Pastor Jack brought this up today, folks, and he's basically, so he diverted from Romans. He said he's doing it for two sessions to talk about Israel, and to talk about the epicenter of the last days is Israel. And of course he goes back and explains about the existence of Israel and how it was created by God, not because they were, you know, this bloodline, such an amazing group of people, but because he decided he was going to bless it. And all of the human opposition that has come against it throughout time. So check this out. This is amazing. That's how far back, right? And those of you who read your Bible, this is recognizable to you. All the way up until the Byzantine Empire. So it's just, we literally have heard stories of each and every one of these until we get to the Ottoman Empire.
So just for the podcast, they can't see the graphic. Read the.
It starts from ancient, civilizations, nations, empires, and movements that have tried to destroy Israel throughout Israel's history. Number one, the ancient Egyptian Empire. Two, the Philistines. Three, the Assyrian Empire took them into captivity, if you recall. The Babylonian Empire also took them into captivity. The Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, and then modern day, the Ottoman, or somewhat modern day, 20th century. Oh, no, the Ottoman Empire started way back. The Ottoman Empire, the Spanish Empire, and the Inquisition, the Nazi Third Reich, the Soviet Empire, and modern day, the Iranian regime, which is currently in overtime.
This little tiny state.
Little plot of land.
Little plot of land.
From the river to the sea.
If that's not proof of the existence of God, it would be like trying to take over Orange County.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. you would think it was possible.
Right.
You know? But it's just so...
And these are empires.
Empires that couldn't take, you know, something the size of, what did they say, New Jersey?
Yep, New Jersey.
Yeah. There you have it, folks. God at his best.
Wow. And they don't think that when it came back in, what was it, 1946 or 1947, that they don't think that that's was...
Divine.
Divine?
They say it was political. Meaning they don't believe the divine is political. It's the same discussion we have even now about miracles, signs and wonders, where they say if a person has cancer and everybody prays they get healed, but they got healed because they had chemotherapy, that's not a miracle. Because medical intervention was used.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that's splitting hairs.
Can I talk about something I had a very hard time with today?
Yes.
So... I had to go to church today. Well, there are two things that were hard about going to church today. One is I had to go without you. You weren't there.
Yeah.
And we've missed a few because we've been out of town and that kind of stuff with cheerleading and I was going to say nonsense, but it's not nonsense.
To us, it feels like nonsense.
No, we were having a good time though. We had a really good time. But I had to go to church without you. That was difficult. And while I was taking Bo to his class, I told the others my children. I said, you guys know where I like to sit. Get seats there.
Oh, boy.
So I come walking in. I come next to the band. And I'm looking for our, you know, first row, second row, yeah, at the most third row.
Right.
In there, you know, around people that we always kind of sit with, that yeah, we feel, you know, that are our kind peeps, of friends of ours, our peeps. And I'm looking, I'm going, they know where I sit. How is it possible that they disregarded my order of finding seats of where I normally sit? I was beside myself that this did not happen. And I'm looking, and all of a sudden I look further to my right. I didn't want to turn my head anywhere because I did not want to see that they were sitting somewhere else. We've never sat anywhere else. So I look to my right. No wonder he says, and he's a little hot on the mic.
Yeah.
I heard myself. So I look and I allow my head to go a little bit to the right, and I see Kelly going, and they're all the way, you know where Todd Frazier always sits over yeah, there on the side oh, side? Yes, on the side.
Oh, lead section.
Yeah. Worse.
In the I'm hiding
my eye bleeding section. And I get over there and I go, I told you guys, and I'm sitting here yelling at them at church. I go, I told you. I'm like a crazy man. Like, no, you know where I like to sit. I told you. Where? And I was already mad at Ray about something else. And so, and she's like going, we tried. There was no seats. We couldn't. And so I had to sit there. It wasn't easy. It was, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Do you go to church and then
why do you drag four teenagers to church? I didn't understand what you were doing.
That was fantastic. That part was fantastic because we were all crying. At least me and Brenly were crying.
You and Brenly.
Me and Brenly were crying. I mean, I settled down pretty quickly,
yeah,
but it okay, just, it, but the whole time was just
aggravating.
You know, yeah. Yeah. It's aggravating and you feel uncomfortable. Just looking sideways. And I'm going, yeah, my head's not used. My head's not used to turning and looking at the screen to my left. I'm having to do this. I mean, it was just.
Did you get to chit chat with Todd?
No, I mean, I wasn't sitting next to them. They were like, right. They were like two rows back and to my left. So I didn't see them until, I mean, I wasn't able to say hi until after service, but
oh, okay.
I really didn't even say hi. Just kind of like did
what yeah, not
went to, yeah. But you know how bad that is? I know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
It'd be like going to Calvary Chapel, Tuna Hills. And, you know, the few times that we've had to sit like 15 rows back, you know how it is.
Sitting like 30 rows back.
But at least we're back where, I mean, we're in the same eye line kind of like thing. This was like if we sat off to the side.
Yeah.
And back.
I hear you. Anyways.
Sorry.
So some other things that we wanted to point out today, I think that go along with this scripture is that Pastor Bob was talking about what I really appreciated from his presentation today. He was going through Jude, and it was at the last line of Jude, and he was talking about how God protects our salvation. So here's a verse. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be the glory. So he gives this wonderful explanation of how in his own salvation and what he's comforting the rest of us with is that there wasn't this miraculous transformation that occurred as soon as he, you know, as soon as he accepted the Lord. He said, I actually even stole some candy bars from the church and offered them to my friend.
Yes.
And his friend was very disappointed that salvation must have been fake because he didn't change. And he said that, like this verse and a couple of so many verses that he gave, that the Lord is protecting that anointing and that sanctification. And that process, you could be a carnal Christian through that process, and the transformation could be slow. So it makes me think back to you that maybe you did have the spirit back then, but it was buried so deep that the layers of the carnality took a long time to come off. If you ask other people, like it's just interesting. He has a different perspective. I wouldn't say that it's the opposite of Jack, but Pastor Jack is more like, no, if there's no fruit, like pretty soon in, it probably didn't stick. But it seems that Pastor Bob was more like, no, this is more of a, it takes time to grow it thing. But either way, the idea that your salvation is under the Lord's protection and is something that we can't, I don't want to say can't lose, because I know people really freak out at the whole once saved, always saved. But we are protected by the power of God. Not so that we could sin, as Paul says, heavens no, but that there is this, there's just this, this overall grand scheme that he knew us before the foundation of the earth, and that he's numbered the hairs on our head, and that he loves us and cares for us and nurtures us and protects us. Same way, honestly, that we do with earthly children, that even if we were to get upset at them or tough love and, you know, kick them out of the house, we never stop thinking about them. You know, you never stop loving your child. And so I just love that. So he's a, here's another verse. 1 Peter 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. That's it. It's there. It's in a box. You can't lose it. There's something beautiful about that.
It's the, isn't it the no name party?
What do you
mean? I think that's what it's called. Not no commitment, but no name party. No, oh. I went back to the other subject we were talking about.
I say this like deep theological and...
No. No, I really want this. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
You know, it also reminded me, again, what you said earlier, was which hit me really strongly because I wrote it down, was that God has always loved me. Not us human beings, but me, Andy.
Me.
All the way back at the beginning of time. That he's in all the way to today and then all the way
to the future.
To the future. Always. Love me.
Yes. That's the part you took.
Yeah.
Me. me.
What you said was outstanding. She knows.
No, it's okay.
It was.
You had to be there.
I had to mention it before I forgot it. That's why I had to jump. Jump out there. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
If you don't say it right away, then you lose it.
Yes.
Maria Baker says about.
Thank you for liking my icon. It's a cross in the Bible and the American flag. She grew up in Placentia, Yorba Linda. Pastor Bob dedicated my children when they were Placentia Calvary Chapel, but she's in Corona now. I attend Pastor Jack's church.
Awesome.
Love that. That's so sweet.
So her kids must be in their late 20s, maybe? Something like that. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe 30s?
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly how long Calvary Chapel East Anaheim has been there, but it used to be in Placentia some years ago. But that idea, I mean, really struck me today for whatever the, I mean, other than it's amazing, but it was one of the things that I really needed to hear today. And it triggered just this feeling, this almost kind of like a warmth, like a comforting feeling. That my son looked over at me at that time, who was sitting next to me, and he looked at me and caught me wiping my face. And he kind of I looked at him and I said, stop. And I had all these tears coming down my face. It was pretty gnarly. But
is that when Brinley was crying too?
No, she was crying. And that's another time I was crying. That was during worship. During the songs, there was an older couple, probably in their 70s, late 70s, mid to late 70s. And the wife was crying, and so was and he would look like a big man, like he was like a John Wayne type, but now in his late, in his mid-80s. And you could see that his face was running pretty good of tears and stuff like that. So that caught her attention, and then of course I saw it, and then the worship was amazing, really good worship.
She's awesome.
Really good. So yeah, it was a whole bucket of tears. after I got through with my being uncomfortable being in that position.
Sideways.
Yeah. It didn't stop me from worshiping Jesus.
Good.
And hearing the amazing music. It was just initially
off-putting.
It threw me off just a little bit. Schnooks. You had, you weren't able to go because you had tumbling with your daughter.
Stunt.
All right, I got it. I can never get them right. You got cheer, you got tumbling, you got stunt.
No, tumbling is just a part of cheer and stunt. It's acro tumbling.
It seems like no matter what I say, it's not the right one.
Well, you got to get used to it. You got 4 more years at least. Ray Ray is just starting.
I want to ask you. So normally we, for whatever reason, we have great success. I mean, the kids are pretty talented in this family.
Yes.
We're very fortunate. But there have been occasion, all of them at one point have had a bad day in their sport. With Zara, with her faith growing, I believe, do you think, because I want to believe that when we have failure in business, when we have failure in relationships, when we have failure in sports, for instance, that it's not so devastating. You know, we want to win and we want to be successful. We want to take our skills and do very well. But do you think it helps?
Of course.
Do you see something with Zara having a better, having a stronger faith, that impact these things don't impact her as strongly?
Well, I don't know what to attribute it to, but one thing I do know for sure is the coach contributes a lot. Because I've watched, you know, at this point, 6-7 different coaches that have coached her throughout. Oh, God, if we go all the way back to middle school, she's had like 10 coaches. But in just her high school life, she's had about 6 or 7 coaches. And the attitude and spirit of the coach greatly affects the kids. If the coach is angry and mad that they're failing, you know what I mean, is like obsessed with the winning part of it, the kids get depressed, they get anxious, they get stressed, and so like the team, this particular team, they're a relatively a new team, and they didn't practice enough. They kind of decided last minute to start a team, and so the coach was like, listen, I just want you to do the best you can. He's like, if you get 3 points, I'm going to take you guys out for wings. So like literally out of 18 points, there's 21 total points. He just needed them to get 3. Like that's how bad they thought they were going to do. They hit 3, which was nice. We really didn't think they were going to be able to. But I was just very impressed with all the girls. They continued to come out and leave it on the mat. They continued to try hard, even though they were up against a very good team. And they were not very good. And they kept dropping people and they kept missing the count and they kept missing the
but they got up off the mat.
Just kept getting up. And I was like, you go, girls. you do the best you can do. So it wasn't like we didn't do the whole like everybody deserves a trophy.
That's good.
But we were like, you guys left it on the floor. Like you couldn't look at anybody and be like, oh, it's all that girl's fault. No, their timing was off. Like they didn't have the synergy that they would have had if they had been practicing enough.
That's great.
So
I've noticed a difference of
her attitude.
Her attitude coming back from something.
Oh,
whether
nice.
It seemed like sideline at football.
Yeah. Game.
You know, if something happens where it didn't go well, you know, it's just like this. But I don't see that. I see joy.
Yeah.
And
accomplishment. And she really likes these kids.
That's good.
Yeah. That was a little side
no, conversation. I think that that's important. I do think that the Holy Spirit's walking with her. And,
amen. And
assisting her through this process.
God willing. And that's actually why what Pastor Bob said struck me. I was listening to Pastor Bob in the car, by the way, as I was unable to attend with Andy. That idea that it grows slowly. For some, it grows fast, but the idea that it can grow slowly. We, of course, don't want it choked out by the cares of this world on the side of the road. I have such a visual of the parable of the sower. Like, I imagine these very thorny bushes on the side of the road that are taking all these little seedlings and just choking them out. So, yeah, you know, they're just kind of like, withering on the side. So you're just hoping that that's not happening. But just the fact that the parable is about a seed. A seed doesn't grow in 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, it needs soil. It needs water. It needs growing. And that's food. To me, it needs food.
Fertilizer.
Yeah. And to me, that's comforting because it's very opposite to my own experience. Mm. I had a road to Damascus kind of experience, you know, it was like, Jesus slapped me upside the head. So it's comforting to know it could be slow.
With this chocolate?
Oh, that's what that's called.
Yeah. All right. How about we pray for all of our viewers?
For everybody.
Yeah, because we didn't get a prayer request,
yes,
per se. But
absolutely.
And you, pray for yourself, or you want me to pray for you?
You can't. You in good health?
Yes.
Yes.
They can tell you're struggling.
Yes.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah. You know what? You're like my mom, because I didn't put enough eye makeup on. And so my mom always looks at me when I don't have enough eye makeup. And she's like, are you sick? I'm like, no, I just don't have eye makeup on. So it makes my eyes look like little mouse eyes.
Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you for an interesting weekend with our kids that we were all over the place. And yet in the end, on the floor, in the family room, in where our dining table has been removed for some work we're having done, we were able to sit on the ground and eat our dinner and dessert and just share about our life together over the last couple of years. And I want to thank you for that moment. So I want to just get a little bit of a praise report for Hedia and her amazing dinner and putting together a really fun little birthday party with my family on the floor. It reminds me of the day when we met, and the next day we sat on the parking lot as Hedia met my children for the very first time during COVID. We sat at McDonald's outside because they wouldn't let us inside. And we sat on the asphalt and ate McDonald's. That just came to me. God just gave me that memory of that's our life, sitting on the ground, enjoying each other's presence. And that's from you, God. And we just, I just really love you and thank you for that. Bless all the viewers that are watching. Each one of them have something that they would like to have some improvement in, whether it's health, sleep, maybe they have a family member that's not close to you, but you know what it is. So please bless them. With your hand of protection, hand of healing, hand of love to get them through whatever it is that they may be suffering from or struggling with.
Yes.
Thank you for our pastors that we enjoy, whether it's Pastor Mark Driscoll or Pastor Jack Hibbs or Pastor Bob, as I like to call him. These men are just a huge part of our life, and we just love how you speak through them and teach us about your word and the importance of being walking with you and walking with the words in your Bible and making sure they're a part of our daily life. We thank you, God, and we thank you for everything that we have. We thank you for everybody that's watching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Schnugs. That's it. I was thinking that maybe we might have another comment, but we don't. All right, my friends. We love you guys. God bless. Take care. Bye.